This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
So, Sol de Janeiro's Delica Drench Body Butter. I believe that's the way it's pronounced. Sol de Janeiro's Delicia Drench Body Butter. It's got to be Delica Drench Body Butter. Whatever. I apologize if I pronounced it wrong, but you know what it is if you are familiar with the body butter products. It's $48 for the body butter, and apparently it's the new holy grail among skincare enthusiasts. And it's packed with, ingredients like the copaiba resin, passion flower seed oil, prebiotic hibiscus, and that's to lock in the moisture and soothe the parched, lackluster skin. Now, I'll say this, though. The reason that I'm talking about the body butter is that I read where the people that are using the new body butter have spiders attacking them. And apparently, they claim, that it's not true. Okay. Okay, so the headlines is, spiders don't want to mate with your viral body butter. Okay. But then you read into the story and it says, probably does not attract spiders. Probably does not attack spiders, attract spiders. So that doesn't mean no. That just means, well, we don't know. And we know that some people are saying that the wolf spider bite came after my wife when she started using this body butter. So I'm just saying that if you're using the special body butter, that's the holy grail of body butters that comes in their cute little violet jars for $48, beware, because it's possible. It probably does not attract spiders, but it is possible. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So yesterday we talked about the Powerball being won for $842.4 million, $425.2 million cash payout. And then we had the Mega Millions last night. For those of you listening live, today is the 3rd of January, 2024. That was $414 million. There was no winner. So it's gone up to $140 million, I believe. $140 million with a cash payout of $56.6 million. And that drawing will be on Friday. So good luck. Good luck for all the winners. No problem. But I will say that I don't know if you won the big money. The person who won the $1.6 billion drawing from August, they just turned in their ticket. They just turned it in. Here's a surprise. They chose to receive the one-time one lump sum payment of $794,248,882. This one was the one that was purchased at a Publix grocery store in Florida, down on Neptune Beach. And so they claimed it. They claimed it as the Saltines Holdings LLC. Won the big money. Now, what do you do with that money? I'm willing to try. If they need help, they can email me, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. But I just saw there's a couple big properties for sale. You can get 96,000 acres, the Pitchfork Ranch in Wyoming, for $67 million. That's probably a pretty good price. 96,000 acres for $67 million, and you just picked up a payday of over $700 million. So we could probably do that pretty good. It's the historic Wyoming ranch that's older than the state itself. And so it's priced at $67 million. Goes back to 1878. The listing passed abandoned in 4 years, despite the Pittsburgh is still quite, I'll say, it used to be a lot bigger. Now it's kind of condensed down about where the original homestead was. Yeah, I mean, the original people said 96,000 acres is not enough. I can't breathe. There's too many people crowding me. I need to get that thing up. So you've got 1,300 head of cattle, and I'm sure it has several. Let's see if it mentions how many shelters it has on the property. It has to, right? For sure, you may not be able to keep the name. They're already in. They've been in a lawsuit, embroiled in this lawsuit with a Texas company, the Pitchfork Land and Cattle Company. So they're in court saying that it's trademark infringement. So you'd have to still continue that lawsuit. How that will work out. That could go on for another 100 years, and they could, fight each other over that. But it doesn't say in this story, the Pitchfork Ranch, what it's operating on its 96,000 acres. So it's already turnstile as far as the cattle goes. But it has two major selling points today. Our feed costs are pretty dang minimal, right? The acreage includes, 13,886 deeded acres on the ranch, which are dispersed with state and BLM leased acreage. All right. Then it connects Forest Services and BLM Services, right. Abundant springs on the ranch, stays open all year. Housing located on the ranch has been well kept over the years, and the stone house offers a quaint and charming place to live, heating. Yeah. Okay, here there are 8 houses at the ranch headquarters in all, along with working facilities and several barns, over 1,000 acres under irrigation. It can feed its cattle and operate as a hay enterprise as well. Comes with loyal direct-to-customer clientele. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. We can just sell you the cow, cut it up yourself. So there you have it. It's quite, I don't think there's not a lot of shelters on the property, which is kind of surprising, but, you can get that for $67 million. And then I see where the Vanderbilt Mansion in Manhattan is for sale. That's only $50 million. That's all you need. Just a little quick $50 million laying around. Because remember, Gloria passed away. She was in Who Died Today a while ago at 95. And it's been in the family forever. 7 stories, 18,504 square feet townhouse. It's gorgeous. Floor 5, 6, and 7 in the Vanderbilt Mansion comprise the penthouse. And you can get that. You can buy just the penthouse for $25 million, or you can buy the whole place for $50 million. So there you go. If you win the lottery, or you've got an extra 50, 60, 70, 80 million laying around, there's a couple of places that you can pick up, either in Manhattan or Wyoming. You'd be happy with either one, because you could either one, you don't have to be around people. In the Vanderbilt Mansion, you can look out, just walk over to the windows and look out and look down on the people. I'm not going to deal with any of you today. If you're in Wyoming out there at the Pitchfork, you're fine. There's nobody to worry about anyway. So we are still attacking Elon every day. I mean, they are out for him no matter what. It talks about now, Fidelity has said that X's value has plunged 71.5% since Elon bought the dump. And it's a good thing that Elon still owns several successful companies, because it's down to nothing. Someone get Elon, this is the article, someone get Elon to a FedEx. Oh, okay. Because Tesla's EV crown just went to China. So, not only is Tesla sucking big wind, not only is X sucking big wind, so is Tesla, right? So they claim that X is worth nothing, comparatively speaking, to what it was. And now they're saying that Tesla has lost the crown to China BYD, who claimed the top spot for quarter four. So Tesla still sold more vehicles in the year of 2023. Just the last quarter, the China-owned BYD sold more, according to this. Oh, okay. Now, BYD, that's the Warren Buffett-backed battery manufacturer turned automaker. And I guess it's partly because it's, you know, they're producing their own batteries. Yeah, it's China. They just knock it out of the park. So according to this, the company grew its EV sales by 73% year over year, delivering 1.57 million vehicles and selling roughly as many plug-in and hybrids. Well, Tesla, sold more, 1.8 million in 2023, which is up 40%. Plus, they, their BYD is facing, tariffs in Europe, and so they're going to shoot it down. Then there was a big story over the holidays about how a Tesla factory worker was attacked by one of the robots. That was a while ago. And how it dug its claws into the back and the arm of this one factory worker. And it was a couple of years ago that it happened. So they're dragging up old stories to come after Elon. Well, once again, I just will say that Elon responded to all the hit pieces in an X post. Huh, that's a big surprise. His at Elon Musk account. He mocked ABC News for the hit job article. The article was, "Would Elon Musk sell X as losses mount? Experts weigh in." Elon responded with LMAO. We just hit all-time record usage. Duh. So the answer is no. And I know that y'all want me to sell the joint and you're sick of not being able to control me, but no, not going to happen. But they continue to try, man. They are beating up my boy. And remember, he his words, when he talked about the advertisers fleeing the platform because of the proposed anti-Semitic postings, he told them to go fuck themselves. So I'm pretty sure he's not going to sell X. Could be just me, though. I could be wrong. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Be sure to follow me on my social media sites, on my own X account, at JeffyJFR. Facebook and Instagram is Jeff Fisher Radio. YouTube is Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. And you can always email the show, as I mentioned earlier, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. And you can order a Cameo from me, at JeffyJFR on Cameo. That's not free. I know, but, just go to Cameo. At JeffyJFR, and just tell me whether you want me to be happy, sad, glad, mad, mean, whatever. Cameo is kind of like my pimp, and I do what they say, and then everybody gets their cut. So I'm sure they appreciate being considered a pimp, but that's the way I kind of see the deal. That's just me. I know. I get it. So I see where, I know Elon believes they had their biggest thing, and X is still growing, but all the other social media sites, YouTube is number one by far. According to this new survey from Pew, 13 to 17 year olds, 93% use YouTube. Sorry, had to sneeze there for a moment. 93%, and I didn't do it on the air. I know, I was thinking of you. 93% of teens use YouTube. 71% say they visit the platform daily. 16% report being on the site almost constantly. YouTube is the platform. It has 2.7 billion monthly active users. Wow. It's ending the legacy pricing, charging all premium users $13.99 a month as of January. Google Podcasts shuttering in 2024, so YouTube Music will become a one-stop shop for podcasts. Wow, YouTube is already blazing the AI trail with music tools. So they've got some going good. That, so that means that TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, those are all way down the list of what the teens are using. So good luck. Good luck to the rest of you. I mean, TikTok had 63% of teens using the app. So they have, 93% of the people are using YouTube, and only 63% are using TikTok. They're all right around 60%, Snapchat and Instagram, about 60%. So is anybody using Facebook at all? I mean, I guess Instagram is counted as Facebook, but not really. And so everything stayed about the same as last year. YouTube is a number one. So it's after the holidays, and I know there's predictions we can all talk about and everything, but I've been seeing some great posts. And there's one post from this guy called One Plenish. One Plinish. And I don't know if he's done a whole bunch of posts. He's got this kid talking, and it's talking about New Year's resolutions for this year, and it is hilarious.
Now that Christmas is over, everybody's making these tweets and Facebook posts about New Year, New Me. Shut up. We're still on meth, Cheryl. And this chick in her Cookie Monster pajama smoking some Marlboro talking about New Year, New Me. Listen, the only thing new for you this year is a new baby and a brand new baby daddy. She the type of chick to have 4 kids and 5 different baby daddies. How does that happen? She don't even know. They're her best friend talking about how 2018 whooped her butt. We can take a picture of last year, put it together with a picture of this year, looking like a before and after picture like you see on the walls in high school, before and after bath salt.
That is outstanding. Really, really funny. Hey, 2018 kicked your butt. Yeah, we can tell. That's awesome. Just awesome. That's funny. Stop it. Who died today? Who died today? Man, oh man, oh man. Have we got a list? we have an expanded obituary today on Chewing the Fat. Okay, so let's start. I think I've got like 12 or 13 on the list today. We have Richard Romanus, dead at 80. Richard Romanus. You would know him if you saw him. You remember his memorable role was in Mean Streets. His son reported that he died in a private hospital in Greece. The exact circumstances of his death remain unclear and have yet to be announced. So it can't be that. Don't even look at me like that. All right. Then we have Ray Allen, the Sopranos star and Tony Award winning actress, dead at the age of 95. Ray Allen confirmed she was 95. They claim that she just died in her sleep of natural causes. So, it can't be that. Bill Granger, top chef and entrepreneur, dead at 54. Bill Granger, the renowned Australian restaurateur and the godfather of avocado toast, dead at 54. Now, according to reports, he died peacefully in London. His wife and his daughters were there. So, but it doesn't give any cause of death. So if it was that, they probably would have said it. The actor from Parasite, the movie Parasite, Lee Sun-kyung, South Korean actor who was in Parasite, has been found dead in an apparent suicide. Very sad. Now, I will say this. It was an apparent suicide, according to the stories coming out of South Korea. But he had faced big-time police questioning over his illegal drug use. I'm sorry, over his the accusations of him using illegal drugs amid a big government crackdown. And so he was a pretty big name that they were coming after, and they were pretty relentless in not leaving him alone. So did he commit suicide, or did he commit suicide? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but he is dead at the age of 54. No, I said he was. He was 54. No, I didn't say his age. He's 48. I don't want to get make Lee. 54 is the cook, the chef, avocado toast boy. This guy, Lee, was 48, coming from South Korea. Then we have a surfer who died after a shark encounter. Now, did the shark attack kill him, or was it something else? Well, we don't know that. We just know that he was attacked by a shark, and then they transferred him to the medical center, and the injuries were too much. And so Jason Carter, 39, from Hawaii, dead because of a shark attack. Then we have Bobby Jean Carter. You know, Nick and Aaron Carter's sister. She was 41. Remember, she appeared on that stupid reality show, House of Carters. And she was the mother. Now, don't forget. Let's see. She was. Yeah, I said she was the sister of Aaron, who, you know, we found dead at 34, I don't know, a little over a year ago. He was in our Who Died Today segment. So now she is in our Who Died Today segment. Very sad. Bobby Jean Carter, no cause of death given for her death. So can't be that. Don't look at me like that. It can't be that. Otherwise, they would have said something, right? Right. Then we have Cale Yarborough died. Who died today? It keeps going. It's never ending. Three-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Cale Yarborough has passed away at the age of 84. And he really was a NASCAR legend. I mean, he had, three straight seasons, 28 wins, 70 top five finishes, and 90 races. That was between 76 and 78 alone. Just, you know, a NASCAR legend, no problem. Rest in peace, Cale Yarborough. He was 84, and so it doesn't say. I'm just saying it doesn't say what he died of, but it probably isn't that. Otherwise, they would have said, right? Right. Disney's voice of Coco, actor Anna Ophelia. I'm sorry, Anna Ophelia Murgia. Yeah, that's her name. She has died at the age of 90. Anna Ophelia Murgia, dead at the age of 90. She voiced the great-grandmother, Mama Coco, in the Oscar-winning Disney Pixar animation, Coco. Does not say what she died of or died from, but she's been an actress for, I don't know, more than 40 years. I love the story it talks about. She's her career spanning more than 40 years in stage film. I mean, she didn't get started until she was like 50. Whenever she had a little bit of a late start. If she's 90 now and she's being celebrated, 40, 50 years ago, she was still, a late bloomer. But rest in peace, voice of Coco, Anna Ophelia Murguheva. Then we move on. It's a Who Died Today world. Australian Olympic track cyclist Melissa Hoskins is dead at 32. Apparently, she was hit by a car, and the driver was her husband. So I'm sure it was an accident. Complete accident. You know what happens? The bicyclists are out there riding around, and next thing you know, a car hits them. And it just happened to be your spouse. Oh, man. That is not good at all. So, they didn't name him. I'm reading a little bit more about the story. It says the driver, not named in the release, was known to the woman, police said. Yeah, it was her husband. Okay. That's not funny. Rest in peace, Melissa. 32, dead. Hit while she was riding her bike. Those things are dangerous, darn it. You want to ride your bike? I'll teach you how to ride your bike. Hubby's a little angry. And then we have, so rest in peace. Then we have Green Bay Packers center Ken Bauman, dead at 81. I mean, the hits keep coming today, and who died today? He played for the Green Bay Packers in the 60s and 70s, went to championship games with them. He died of natural causes at the age of 81. Okay, I mean, that's what they say. They say he died of natural causes at 81, so I'm sure it wasn't that. And then we have the filmmaker Janet Osbard, who exposed the elite pedophile networks. Remember Janet Osbard? She exposed all these pedophile networks. She's been found dead. Now, she was missing for a long time, and apparently she was suicide, and they found her. Okay, if you say so. No problem, if you say so. Rest in peace, Janet. Now, one final who died today. And this is something, I mean, humans first, you know that. That's a belief of this show 100% of the time. Humans first. But I will say, it might not be a good time to be an animal at the Dallas Zoo. Okay? So, the Dallas Zoo had a 15-year-old giraffe. Fell. I don't know what caused the giraffe to fall. I don't know if it was, they said it was an unexpected fall. Is any fall expected? Is my first question from that. It was an unexpected fall. So the giraffe, I don't know. Did one of the trainers trip it? Somebody leave a bucket out? I don't know why the giraffe fell, but it did. And it busted its jaw. Now, they claim they did all their veterinary teams, brought it to the rescue, took them into the emergency room. Nope. Can't do anything about it. And, man, we love this. We love this giraffe, but nothing we can do about it. Sorry about it. Man, we like you. We love you. Man, did we love you being a part of the zoo. But you fell, and it's New Year's Eve. Man, look at the time. And we've got everybody here, and it just doesn't look like the quality of life is going to work for you. So, Happy New Year. And that is who died today. Don't be an animal at the Dallas Zoo. I'm just telling, humans first, but you don't want to be an animal at the Dallas Zoo. Oh, look. Did that animal fall and hurt itself? Yep, it sure did. Well, prognosis of life doesn't look good for him. Yeah. Talk to you later. Take care. Who died today? Rest in peace to everyone. I mean, rest in peace, holy cow, to a whole coffin load of people. Rest in peace. I said it. Don't worry about it. There's a lot of people in Who Died Today. I feel like it was a whole obituary segment. So, again, rest in peace. All right, so over the holiday, we found out that Denmark's queen, Margrethe II, announced by surprise that she's stepping down.
By surprise? I didn't know they had a monarch.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
We talked about her. At least I talked about it. Oh, well, maybe we didn't, but I remember I talked about her when she stripped the grandchildren of titles.
I do remember
and they
hearing that.
Were pissed.
I do remember that.
And she apologized because she thought it was a good crazy old bat, thought it was a good thing.
Is that her pronouns?
Yes. Yes.
She goes by she, her.
Queen, crazy old bat, Denmark. That's you have to bow down to that. And
not anymore, though, because she stepped down.
She's giving it to the son.
That's very interesting.
Giving it to the son. There'll be a king. You're the king.
So some will say that we had it both ways. We had a queen that refused to give power to her son, Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
Now we have this queen
that's
like, you know what? I'm tired of it. It's been 51 years. I'm done.
Yeah, well, the son may have said, look, I'm pushing y'all down the stairs, or you're giving me the throne.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. The son may have told her, hey, I'm pushing you down the stairs, or you're giving me the throne. So you decide, whatever you'd like. I mean, she is the... right? She's been queen for 52 years, because when she was born...
Well, 51, she quit.
January 14th, 52 years. Okay. She's still queen right now. As we speak today, the 3rd of January. Yeah. You're listening live.
Yeah.
1/3/24. She's the queen.
Okay.
So she's there till the 14th. But when she was born, she couldn't be queen. The rules said, no, there's no queens in Denmark, only kings. And daddy changed the rules.
So just like Queen Elizabeth got the rule changed for her to acquire the throne, they changed the rules for this queen.
There you go. No problem.
So election interference has been happening for the longest time.
The thing is, there's no election thing happening.
Is it?
Yeah. No, there's not an election thing happening.
In the break, we're talking about, you know, the longest reigning because Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth reigned for
70 years and 214 days.
Okay, yeah.
Right? And you
longest
say
reigning.
A sultan.
There's the Sultan of Brunei has been on the throne longer.
For like what? 80 something?
Yeah, man.
Sure. Okay.
Whatever.
But then I asked you the question, in the hierarchy of monarchies,
What's higher?
A sultan or a king / queen?
I mean, if you ask the sultan will tell you we're the same thing, right? Yeah. That we're the rulers. Well,
and then if you ask the king and queen, they say
the
they're higher.
The king would absolutely be. Well, first of all, the queen is not higher than the sultan. Let's be.
So. I did some research because now I can't get over, you know, who reports to whom.
Right.
Right.
Right. Well, they don't. I don't think when you get a king and a sultan in the same room,
they have to report to somebody. It's a hierarchy of the world. You can't just have two heads on the snake. One head has to report to another head.
He bows first.
Oh, okay.
He bows first.
What is it? The thing
we'll
that
bow
the ladies
at the same
do?
Time.
What is it?
Curtsies.
Yeah.
The curtsy.
Who curses to whom?
You still bow. The sultan isn't curtsying.
So, and then a president, right? Where do they fall under?
President, well, first of all, the president overrules all of them. The president of the United States of America is way above.
Funny you say that because you said, what did you say? The president of the United States of America bows to nobody. But then again, other countries have presidents.
Yeah, but they're not president of the United States.
So we are all, this is perfect. This is an amazing conversation. So we all agree that it goes, before that. So the highest ranking when it comes to all this monarchy is an emperor. So it goes emperor, king, queen, and sultan.
Who came up with that? An emperor?
Probably. You know, it's like the chicken and the egg. What came first?
I am on top of all of these. Emperor.
If we go back, let's go historically, right? What was first? King David, right? So history tells us that we had kings.
Kings.
You know, before we had this whole...
Which is where I'm an emperor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyways, but we could all agree on that yes, emperor reports to the king and the king reports to the sultan.
No, opposite.
No, it goes emperor, king, and sultan.
Yeah.
So we all say that the president of the United States bows down to nobody.
That's correct.
So the president everybody reports to the president.
That's correct.
And president of the United States sits on top.
President of the United States of America. Sits on top. Yes. And that's why we had a problem with some of our former presidents and even presidents in office now.
Yeah, President where they Obama, were bowing down.
No bowing. No bowing. It's like no crying in baseball. No bowing as in president.
And it was a perfect picture when Trump was at the NATO things.
Oh, yeah.
And what did he do? He made sure that he was
front and center.
Front center. Push
that,
Marco
was
or May.
Awesome.
Or push everybody to the side. I'm like, I'm Big Daddy here.
That was awesome.
Sultan,
they were all standing
you
there.
You move this
all
way, King. You move this way.
Hey, Queen, why don't you shuffle your ass
shuffle
that way
that
too? Because I need a little room.
Because even remember when he was with the Queen. Everybody was making fun of him because he was leading the queen. And he's not supposed to do that because the queen is showing him, you know, the inspection of the cards.
Well, pick up the pace a little
and
bit,
And he
Queenie.
Looked back and he's like, oh, crap. Nana's back there. Nana, you okay?
Come on. Get back up here. Come here. Yeah, I know. So anyway, the queen of Denmark is stepping down, giving it to her son. His wife, Mary.
Okay.
Right? Mary, yeah. She looks like Kate.
Horse face?
No.
So what's the king's name? King of Denmark?
I can't remember his stupid name.
Oh, he's really handsome.
He's
Frederick?
He's like 55. Yes, Prince Frederick. He's
Prince,
55.
Oh, king. And that's king to you.
No, he's prince until the 14th, my friend. Okay,
oh,
he
Prince
will be
Mary
king.
Prince Mary does look like Princess
but Prince Mary.
Mary
looks so much
she looks
like
Kate Middleton.
I know. It's the same that both kings will have, Charlie, get out of here.
So I believe that Friday we're doing, you know, a special show on the Pat Gray Unleashed about predictions of 2024. One prediction that, you know, me and you've been calling for a minute now, and we came with this prediction together, is the Harry.
Did we come up with this prediction together?
Let's not bog down with facts. Just go with it. The divorce, is that happening this year?
Yeah.
I mean, because things are getting rough for the Harrys.
Yes, they are.
You know, over the Christmas, a lot of the experts were saying he's going to come home. He's not going to come home. You know, he's trying to patch behind channels, which means that butlers are talking to each other. Say like,
yep.
Hey, I just put a coat on him last night and he's saying that he wants to go back. He hates this bitch.
Yep.
And he wants to go back.
Can't take it anymore.
Can't take it anymore. He's freeloading from Tyler Perry and Oprah and smell of weed.
Well, they're not doing that yet, but they got the smell of weed and stuff.
The smell of weed and fish. Which
had enough. And he's got the damn chicken coop out back for the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, what does he think he is? Chris Cruz?
Yeah. Well, I'm in front of the chicken coops. That helps. But I think 2024 is it.
I don't doubt that, but let's be clear about the prediction. All right. Psychic whoever is not, I know who it is. And we'll talk about psychic whoever.
Yeah, I don't want to say.
Yeah.
Friday.
Give her love, but I'm just saying that's my prediction.
Oh, 100%. That's prediction.
Like I said, that's my prediction.
You and me, and the Royal, actually three people, you, me, and the Royal Whisperer. He give us all the insider. Is he going to step down? Because that's another one I think he's going to do. I think.
Charlie?
Yes. I think Denmark just set the stage. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's from
British. Yeah, that's a good call.
I think that happened and shocked the world because the world was like, wait, Denmark has a king and a queen? Did not know that.
Well, we knew that, wouldn't you?
The world
did not
know.
We knew that when she took the titles away from the grandkids.
You knew that because you covered it. And the whole world, just like the whole world found out there's a Epstein list and John Doe 56 is President Clinton.
First of all,
the world just found that out.
Is there an Epstein list? Because I don't think there is.
Anyways, I think that will set a precedent and King Charles is going to step down.
Yeah, well, first Charles is going to go, that's what I wanted my mom to do.
The sausage fingers
are
getting bigger.
Yeah, they are. He's got some health issues happening now that needs to be addressed.
Like, I followed this account from the Royals. I'm seeing more and more of them two than the other two. And to the point where, you know, those actors that bought the soccer league?
Yeah.
They posted a 2023 reel. It's with the with the youngins.
Oh yeah, yeah, not, yeah, yeah. Not with Charlie.
Not with Charlie.
Yeah, not Charles. Not with Charles and Camilla. Yeah, not with her.
Yeah.
So it's time for him to. He's going to retire yeah. and you know, walk away with the sausage fingers and Camilla. And they'll just, you know, trot away and be happily ever after. One of the things I like about Queen, I know we got to go, okay? We do. It's your show, Jeff. You can go. I know. Well, we got to go. I know we got to go.
And I know you're
busy.
Things.
I know you're busy.
Oh, I'm not busy. I can do it. I know you got to go. I can do this all day long. You know I can do all these long. But I can feel the eye rolls as people are driving home from work. Not this BS again.
I know. I know you're busy. You got to go. Queen is known for smoking and hating cell phones and the internet. So she's got to go.
With that?
She's got to go.
That's the perfect queen.
And the son's like, Mom.
She sounds, because I just found this out about a week and a half ago. She sounds like the governor of Alabama. Yeah, have you ever Googled the governor of Alabama?
I can honestly say no. I have not Googled
it. In this commercial break, you might want to Google the governor of Alabama. She's a hoot.
Oh, that's what's her face? Oh, that's Arkansas. No, I was thinking that's your girl is Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas is my girl. That's Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah.
That's my baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's looking great, though.
Yes, she is. And she's doing good work down there in Arkansas.
True. But why is she looking great? Because she's wearing all black. That's why she's looking great. So keep it up. Keep wearing those long dresses, black. And Daddy still owes me your phone number. That was the deal that I had with your dad. I had him on the network so he could give me your phone number. That never came through.
Oh,
by the way, did we get any pregnant pictures? Because
we got the one. That's it. Mm. We just got the one. The one pregnant picture of from the one the one movie, right?
Yeah.
Not
so
real
no one
ones.
Wins anything?
Yeah.
Well, maybe next year.
You never know. All right, let's get out of here. I'll leave you with a joke thought for the day. The joke. Of the joke for or the thought for the day. So the new year, everyone wants to be healthy and everybody's going back to the gym and working out. And when I say everyone, I mean everyone else. But this particular post I thought was a genius. Okay. Oh, there's two posts that I read yesterday that were genius. I might have to do both of them for you. Two genius posts. This one: why is everyone at the gym asking me why I'm sitting on the stationary bike? I'm going downhill. Mind your business. That is awesome. And the other genius one, I don't have it in front of me now, but the guy, this is something that we have to try together. Okay, so let's try this together. When you, the next time you buy bird seed and you're at the checkout, and there's actually a human checking you out, and you didn't go through self-checkout, so you have a bag of bird seed, and you can ask the cashier, so how long does it take for the birds to hatch once I plant the seeds? Huh? I know. Go ahead. Use it too. Use it yourself.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.